37. A world of abundance or a world of scarcity. A call to awareness, a time to choose. October 2008. But we have a choice, and this choice is real. Live happily ever after, or destroy the planet. This is why I have been pursuing the issue of 9/11. These issues are central to it all. 9/11 was a demonstration of free energy technology. It can be used for good, but we need to make that choice and help others too as well. Dr. Judy Wood. Over the last 25 years, I've come to realize that the world is not as I thought it was. For me, the pace of realization rapidly increased with the advent of the Internet and was catalyzed by the ability to do accelerated research and correspondence with people around the world. I write this piece as a call to all readers, researchers, and activists, particularly in the alternative knowledge community, to realize connections and research a wider set of evidence than they might have done up until now. I say this because I feel strongly that there is a great need to raise awareness of the choices we now have available to us. I've given the title Alternative Knowledge to all the types of topics that are rarely taught in schools, colleges, or universities, but nevertheless, there is strong evidence to demonstrate the validity of this knowledge. If we are to change our future, the first stage must be to realize, as fully as possible, the predicament we are now in. While it is true that existing power structures and institutions will not acknowledge the truths discussed here in any meaningful way, it is also true that the alternative knowledge community itself does not seem able, on the whole, to deal with some of the evidence which these truths can be deduced from. I now feel that there is sufficient evidence on the table to state, with confidence, that parts of the alternative knowledge community are being managed in subtle ways so that the rate at which information flows and connections are made is slowed down, or that same flow is abruptly arrested or even reversed in certain quarters. Seemingly, confusion and fear is injected at regular intervals, and infighting among various factions is deliberately started. This can prevent curious people from discovering the truth, as they are distracted from, or do not have time for, peering through the clouds of confusion that have been wafted around. I have concluded elsewhere that one of the best ways to determine who is telling the truth is to focus on evidence, verifiable pictures, measurements, practical real-world knowledge, volumes of publicly available witness testimony, data and video gathered even by oneself. Indeed, in science and in legal matters, this is, or should be, the way truth is established. But what is the truth? What is my motivation for saying all this? In 2003, I became much more aware of black projects involving advanced technology, such as anti-gravity, discussed by people like Bob Lazar, David Adair, John Hutchison, Nick Cook, and many others. Not long after, I became aware that the official story of 9/11 was completely bogus, and later, that no hijackers or planes were involved in the events which caused the destruction at the WTC, the Pentagon, and Shanksville. It still took me over 2 years more to realize there was a connection between black technology and 9/11. This connection was made for me by the research of Dr. Judy Wood. She has shown a large and still growing body of evidence that the World Trade Center complex in New York was destroyed using some type of directed energy weapons, or DEW. To those who consider this conclusion outlandish or unsubstantiated, I reference Dr. Wood's legal challenge to NIST in the form of a request for correction, or an RFC, and a QI-TAM case against NIST contractors. In both of these, she includes the evidence that leads to the conclusion that an undisclosed type of energy weapon was indeed used to destroy the WTC complex. Dr. Wood's later research now strongly implicates a class of technology which operates on principles similar to those discovered by John Hutchison, whose experiments were investigated by a team from Los Alamos National Laboratories, headed by Colonel John Alexander, in 1983. Of similar significance, Dr. Wood discovered the unusual proximity of a hurricane to New York City on 9/11, 2001, Not only that, but the path the hurricane took was very unusual. Traveling in quite a straight line from Bermuda, northwest, towards New York. The importance of the evidence that Dr. Wood has uncovered, when put in context, cannot be overstated. It forms a nexus point, joining several areas of research and crystallizing an overall picture to a level of clarity never before realized. It exposes the operation of a global group, one that employs black technology to achieve its objectives. Problems and solutions. Over the last few years, there seems to have been a trend on the TV and radio news bulletins to put out stories which instill fear rather than explain, enlighten, or provide information. We seem to be constantly reminded of various threats that face us, such as terrorist attack, climate change, bio-warfare or virulent disease outbreak, fuel shortages or increased prices, food crisis, and global economic collapse. One can perhaps be forgiven for suggesting that the control group is trying to manufacture the apocalypse. We also appear to be offered false or woefully inadequate solutions, such as increased security measures. The latest trick seems to have seen a manufactured credit crunch, debt crisis. This could even be viewed as an economic 9/11, which has led to calls for a more regulated financial system and perhaps a global body to manage world financial interests. Yet we already know, if we look at the evidence, that the whole banking system is run by a few families, such as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. They have started wars to make money. They engineered the last Great Depression, starting in 1929, only 16 years after the creation of the Federal Reserve, the threat of which previous U.S. presidents had either warned of or acted against. We are constantly reminded of the ongoing wars against the Taliban or unnamed insurgents in Iraq, and almost daily hear reports of Allied troops being killed in roadside bombings or other tragic incidents. We also hear of the nuclear threat posed by Iran, North Korea, and now even Pakistan. Russia is angry over U.S. missile defense plans. On and on. However, when we learn what really happened on 9/11 and the evidence referenced above, our view, based on new evidence, of all these threats should be transformed because, 1. Some group has a technology that can turn three buildings to dust in 10 seconds or less each and cause various anomalous damage to other buildings nearby. And 2. It appears that some group can steer hurricanes and use their field as a component of a weapon. So why are we being fed this nuclear threat? Why is it being implied that fossil fuel will become depleted and there will be wars over resources? Why are we being told that the money supply has now become unstable or that the banks need to be bailed out? Why are we told that the climate is such a threat to us or that we are a threat to the climate? Based on the evidence now available to anyone, I can say with confidence that these threats, without exception, are either exaggerated or manufactured. The realization must now be that what happened on 9/11 proves that technology is available to remove or at least substantially mitigate all of these threats. So why are we not told this? Seemingly because the control group understands that a wide knowledge of these things would destroy their power base. For example, free energy is the main key to global control of the masses. All those people that live in organized cultures, fueled primarily by oil, can be controlled by controlling their access to energy. So people need to realize that free energy is real, not just some theory or science fiction fantasy. People like John Bedini know that radiant energy can be exploited, allowing us to essentially get energy from nothing. There are many other examples of effective technology. However, everyone also needs to be aware that free energy technology has been weaponized by a covert transnational group that has no loyalty to individual countries. I would argue that this group also has orchestrated the conflicts between different regions, groups, and countries over a long period of time, and that the nature of this group, or even the idea of its very existence, remains largely hidden. Many names are attached or given to this group, but I personally do not feel I can identify the group in anything more than vague terms, because I am not currently aware of specific evidence linking these various named groups, e.g., Illuminati, Bilderbergs, Zionists, etc., to the technologies that we now have some fingerprints of. It does seem that fear is required by this control group, not only to reduce or remove people's abilities to think for themselves and discourage them from exploring the evidence, but it also seems like someone is feeding off our fear, as people like David Icke have discussed in some presentations. It seems that the goal of the control group is to keep the masses in ignorance and fear, to keep them on the treadmill of life, with a sufficient amount of their time filled so that they do not look for the big picture. For those that do have the time to look at evidence, it seems that a number of social mechanisms and psychological factors are in place to discourage them from venturing out of the box, so to speak. So most people at the current time are confined or even straitjacketed into a paradigm that assumes scarcity, war, and continual conflict are the norm. So-called realists claim that those with the biggest armies and the most open democracies are most likely to win the wars and preserve their way of life, their freedom. They might say something like, "In the end, it all comes down to military might and being able to defend yourself." But again, realizing what happened on 9/11 calls this idea into question too, because some group has access to and has used advanced weapons technology way beyond anything any rogue nation is supposed to have, and most people are still not aware of the reality of this sort of technology. Organizations such as Amnesty International, CND, Stop the War have, of course, done some good in promoting issues relating to peace, nonviolence, and the preservation of human rights. However, their track record in making public statements or offering analysis on any of the evidence discussed is, well, blank. They will seemingly have none of it. Are they fixated that the world's injustices are purely the result of warlike tendencies of the superpowers? It seems, then, that members of these organizations are also straitjacketed, with the result that there is too much inertia in even the most progressive non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, who pride themselves on being pro-peace and defending human rights. They assume the sorts of topics discussed are outlandish conspiracy theories proposed by dubious people, with no ability to examine evidence rationally, which is exactly how the control group want them to react, it would seem. A table of assumed realities and available realities. In the following table, I summarize my interpretation of portions of the current so-called reality, which is thrust upon us by a combination of organizations. On the one hand, I present an alternative available reality, which can only materialize once the true causes of the destruction on 9/11 and other disparate collections of evidence are studied. On the other hand, I present what could be called the mainstream view or the old awareness. Reality, or new awareness based on new evidence. Weather being controlled and manipulated, all planets changing, chemtrailing in progress almost daily. Mainstream view, or the old awareness. Global warming, carbon footprinting, climate change, an uncertain future. Reality. False flag operations are the work of secret groups and sometimes use black technology. Mainstream view. Acts of terrorism imminent. They are an ongoing threat. Reality. Black technology, using free energy, was used by a secret group to destroy the WTC. Mainstream view. 9/11 was inevitable due to either the growth of religious fundamentalism or the divide between the haves and the have-nots. Reality. Free energy readily available and can be used now. The Bedini motor, Tesla. Mainstream. fossil fuels being depleted, environmental destruction, increasing cost of resources, hence ultimately inevitable wars over resources. Reality. Fractional reserve banking system allowed the crunch to happen, and it was engineered over a period of time, manipulating people into taking on large amounts of debt. Mainstream. Credit crunch will make life miserable for everyone. Reality. There are a number of cures for cancer which have been suppressed or even crushed out of existence. Glyoxylide, Krebiotsin, B17, Essiac, the Hoxsey treatment, Rife treatments, etc. Mainstream. Cancer is an increasing problem that will affect more and more people, and there is no cure. However, millions or even billions of pounds are spent on research each year, with various miracle drugs being announced every so often. In the UK, it is illegal for anyone outside the medical profession to claim or offer a cure for cancer, according to the Cancer Act of 1939. Reality. Advanced anti-gravity technology has already been developed in black projects. Mainstream. Space travel is limited by current technology, chemical rockets, and relatively low-power ion thrusters. Reality. Mars has liquid water now. The available evidence shows advanced structures as well as fossils. Mainstream. There may have once been liquid water on Mars. It has a red sky as well as a red surface, and possibly life, but only in bacterial or simple form. No one in any highly organized, well-known group, say one which funds regular media advertising or has regular mainstream media coverage, is talking seriously about any of the options, based on evidence, available in the reality column. Discussion of the evidence listed is therefore mainly limited to a few books and websites, and people regard it as a curiosity or a possibility, but not a reality. I think this situation illustrates that the control of knowledge has been successful. There is clearly a great deal missing from the reality column, too, such as the evidence and analysis which seems to show that aliens have been interacting with us. Clearly, this also changes many conventional assumptions and beliefs. There is also strong evidence that our consciousness survives physical death. See books by Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Peter Fenwick. Why are people in the alternative knowledge community not speaking out? It seems that even within the alternative knowledge community, fear of reprisals and/or fear of ridicule inhibits or prevents people from speaking the truth and discussing the most important information of all, about use of weather control and the use of advanced, undisclosed free energy technology on 9/11. Many of them know that free energy technology is real and that it works. They may also know that 9/11 was an inside job. However, they have either failed to make or actively avoid making the connection between these issues. In some cases, knowledgeable researchers even come out in support of the official story of 9/11 when there is no apparent need to do so. There seems to be a fear of discrediting oneself or a fear of not being an expert. So how different is the psychology operating within the alternative knowledge community than outside of it? Are people being intellectually herded in just the same way as everyone else? Why is this happening? Is it human nature? Is it accidental? Or is it being orchestrated? How sophisticated is the operation to keep these truths covered up or obfuscated? Is the implementation of the so-called New World Order inevitable? Are some figures ignoring important evidence and or not offering us any of the alternatives that are illustrated here? A call to arms and to expanded awareness. So, I suggest it's time to redouble one's study, a time to speak out and realize what is at stake. Give your time, give your energy, give away your knowledge, and pass on your understanding. Those who are already immersed in studies of alternative knowledge should find it easier to see why 9/11 is so important, now that enough of Dr. Wood's studies have shown the evidence so clearly. I might suggest it is also a time to put out positive intent and use the law of attraction to influence the light forces that some of us can feel are close by, helping to guide us and give us clues as to what to do next. I would cite examples of light forces as those beings who helped Travis Walton in 1975 and those who helped Wilbert Smith in the 1950s to build various items of technology. I contend that knowledge of experiences like those of Walton and Smith can force a change in consciousness to occur. It seems that knowledge of this altered or expanded consciousness is a threat to the control group. For example, though they did not openly talk about any of the topics covered here, prominent people such as John Lennon, Gandhi, and to a lesser extent comedian Bill Hicks, and a number of others who seem to speak from a knowledge of this expanded consciousness, all seem to have ended up either being assassinated or they ended up dead at an early age. At the same time, we must reject violence, hatred, and revenge and put out the intent that we will, using peaceful methods, individually, each control our own destiny through a collective effort to reveal and disclose the truth that the evidence here leads us to. The rule by secrecy, fear, and ignorance will end. Believe this, feel this, know this, and action this, in small or large ways. New solutions and new possibilities. You may additionally be ridiculed or told you are an idealist or a utopianist. Or will you choose some items from each column? As I see things, changes must come by consent. They cannot be forced upon anyone. We, the information rich. Those people reading this are members of the information rich elite, with access to more information via the internet than it is possible to read or digest in a single human lifetime. We are in a special, privileged position, while most of the world lives in poverty, destitution, and ignorance. Therefore, is it not our duty to speak of the facts and evidence related above? Is it not our duty to help move our species out of the era of slavery into an era of physical and spiritual freedom? Will you attempt to accelerate this transition by studying, analyzing, questioning, and then speaking out? Will you attempt to advance knowledge of the reality of the control group and its activities, especially in regard to 9/11? Will you aim to finally expose the identity of this control group and put out the intent that their control and tactics will then become outmoded and ineffective? At the risk of sounding trite, let's push through the darkness and towards the light. Let's create a new future. Start here. Start now. Thank you for listening.